بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سيدنا علي رضي الله عنه once set off for a battle when he noticed that some of his armor was missing. After the battle was over, he returned to Kufa. So this was in the time of his khilafah. One day, he happened to see a Jew in possession of the same armor that he had lost. He immediately confronted the Jew saying, "The armor is mine. Neither did I sell it, nor did I give it away." The Jew, however, denied this claim and said, "The armor belongs to me, and furthermore, it is in my possession." On hearing his denial, Sayyiduna Ali radiallahu anhu suggested that they go to the Qadi, that is the judge. The Jew agreed, and they were soon in the presence of the Qadi. The name of this Qadi was Qadi Shurayh, rahimahullah. Qadi Shurayh, rahimahullah, asked Sayyiduna Ali radiallahu anhu to present his case first, to which he stated, "This armor which is in the hands of the Jew belongs to me. Neither did I sell it, nor did I give it away." Qadi Shurayh rahimahullah then turned to the Jew and asked him, "What do you have to say, O Jew?" The Jew again denied this claim. And he said, "The armor is mine, and furthermore, it is in my possession." Qadi Shurayh rahimahullah thereafter turned to Sayyiduna Ali radiallahu anhu and inquired, "Do you have any proof, O Amirul Mu'mineen?" So this was the same judge that Ali radiallahu anhu himself appointed to be the judge. And he is the Amirul Mu'mineen and he is in the court of this judge. Sayyiduna Ali radiallahu anhu replied, "Yes, Qumbur, my slave, and Hassan radiallahu anhu will testify that the armor is mine." So his own son. Qadi Shurayh rahimahullah rejected this evidence saying, "The testimony of a son is not accepted when in favor of the father." Obviously referring to the testimony of Sayyiduna Hassan radiallahu anhu in favor of his father Ali radiallahu anhu. When the Jew heard the decision of the Qadi in his favor, he immediately exclaimed, "The leader of the Muslims took me to his own judge, and his own judge passed judgment against him in my favor. This really is truth." The Jew then recited the Shahada and accepted Islam. So we see from this incident the justice of Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَلَا يَجْرِمَنَّكُمْ شَنَآنُ قَوْمٍ عَلَىٰ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُ, that the hatred of a people shouldn't stir you that you be unjust. Allah says, be just. So this was a means of this person accepting Islam. So each of us in our own lives, perhaps Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us some authority and we are the employer or we are in some position of authority. So we should always see that we are just, and this will be a means of us becoming those whom perhaps or non-Muslims accepting Islam. And many incidents we see like this. So each of us to check our own lives and see how much of these qualities are coming into our lives. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us perfect practice.